Chapter 2. Mr. Barkis was driving the cart to Yarmouth. It took a long time, and both Peggotty and I were very tired by the time we arrived. Peggotty loved Yarmouth. She told me, "This is the finest place in the universe." Peggotty's nephew, Ham, had been visiting Peggotty at my house the night I was born. It was a long time since Peggotty had seen him, and he was now all grown up. I was so tired that Ham had to carry me into the house. The Peggotty house wasn't an ordinary house. In fact, it was an old boat. The whole place smelled of fish because Peggotty's family sold fish for a living, which were kept in an old shed outside the house. Peggotty's family were really lovely. There were Mr. Dan Peggotty, who was Peggotty's brother, and a little girl called Emily. I liked her straight away. Ham's father was called Joe, but he had drowned a few years ago. Emily's father was called Tom. He was Dan's brother-in-law, but he had drowned as well. Dan had adopted Ham and Emily because they were orphans and he didn't have a wife. There was another person who lived in the Peggotty house. Her name was Mrs. Gummidge. She was the wife of Dan's business partner, but he had died as well, leaving his wife without any money or anywhere to live, so Dan had told her to come and live with him. I thought that Dan Peggotty was the nicest man I had ever met. He didn't have very much money, but he was there for other people in need. I went to bed feeling very happy to be in Yarmouth and very safe in the Peggotty house. The next day, Emily took me to the beach. I had never been to a beach before. As we walked on the sand, Emily told me that she was afraid of the sea. "Why?" I asked. "Because it takes so many fishermen," Emily told me. "I wish I was a rich lady. Then I could make sure that Dan and Ham would be safe from the sea. They would never have to go fishing again." I watched her run along the dock and thought that she was going to fall in. As I watched her, I thought of how lovely she was, just like an angel. Then we sat on the dock. I knew that I was in love with Emily, so I told her, "I love you, and if you don't say you love me back, I will kill myself." "Then I love you too," Emily told me. I believed her. It was wonderful to spend time in Yarmouth at the Peggotty house. I played with Emily every day. Dan Peggotty liked to go to a pub called The Willing Mind. One night, Dan was late coming home because of bad weather, and Mrs. Gummidge said, "I'm driving him to go to the pub more and more often. I am all alone in the world and so sad. Everything goes against me." She was sad all evening. When Dan finally came home, he saw how sad she was. "What is wrong?" he asked. "It's my fault you keep going to the Willing Mind. I'm sorry for driving you out of the house. I have been annoying you and Peggotty all day," Mrs. Gummidge cried. "I don't need to be driven out of the house to go to the Willing Mind," Dan laughed. "It would be better if I was dead, and then I wouldn't be a burden any more," Mrs. Gummidge said, ignoring Dan and going off to bed. Our 2 weeks in Yarmouth went by very quickly. When it was time for Mr. Barkis to drive us home, I didn't want to leave Emily. But I promised to write to her every day. I hadn't thought about Mother all the time I had been in Yarmouth, but now we were going home. I was very excited to see her again. Peggotty wasn't excited at all. When we got to the house, a servant I had never seen before answered the door. "I have something to tell you, David," Peggotty said suddenly. "What? Is Mother dead?" I asked. I was very scared at Peggotty's change in mood. "Oh no, she isn't dead, but you do have a new father," Peggotty said, as she took me into the house where Mother was sitting with Mr. Murdstone. When Mother saw me, Mr. Murdstone told her not to get too emotional. I went upstairs to bed and found that my bedroom had been moved down the hall. The whole house was very different, and there was a huge, scary dog living in the garden. I was so upset that I couldn't stop crying. When Mother came up to say goodnight to me, I was hiding under the covers. "What's wrong?" she asked me. "Nothing," I lied. I heard Mother go downstairs and shout at Peggotty. She thought that Peggotty had turned me against her. "This is supposed to be my honeymoon. You and David are ruining it by being unhappy about my marriage," she shouted. "You should be firm with David and get rid of Peggotty," I heard Mr. Murdstone say. He came upstairs and said to me, "When a dog or horse misbehaves, I beat it. I will do the same with you. Now, go downstairs and talk to your mother." I hated Mr. Murdstone. I was so miserable living in the same house as him. Mother asked me to love my new father, but I couldn't. Then Miss Murdstone came to visit. She was Mr. Murdstone's sister, and she was as horrible as her brother. The first thing she said to me was, "I don't like boys." She had come to the house to live with us. She took the keys to the house from Mother straight away. Mother started crying, but the Murdstones told her to shut up. I was sent to bed as the grown-ups argued. Mother was very upset, and the Murdstones were nasty. The Murdstones started teaching me my lessons instead of Peggotty. They were teaching me things that were too hard for me to learn, and they knew it. When I couldn't understand it, they hit me with a cane. The pair of them made me very angry, and the only thing that made living in the same house with them bearable was my father's books. Then I was sent away to school. Peggotty promised to look after Mother for me and told me that she loved me. The next day, when Mother said goodbye to me, she said, "You are a wicked boy to hurt the man I love. You must behave better when you come home for the holidays." The Murdstones had convinced her that I was a bad boy. Mr. Barkis drove the cart to Yarmouth with me. Then I was going to get the coach to my school. Mr. Barkis was in love with Peggotty. He asked me questions about her as we went to Yarmouth. He asked me to tell Peggotty that he was willing in my next letter to her. Mr. Barkis took me to an inn in Yarmouth where I had dinner. Afterwards, I was taken to London by a coach to Salem House. That was the name of my new school. When I got to the school, my teacher, Mr. Mel, put a sign around my neck. It said, "Be careful, he bites." The Murdstones were lying to the school, as well as to my mother.